Right. I've just got stuck, landed in a thing for New Year's Day. I wonder, does it feel a little bit like that now? Training has started for our next two guests. Daniel Carroll, actor and Mrs. Brown Boy star. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning from wet, windy Dublin.
Brilliant to have you with us. Mickey Joe Hart also joining the eighth series of Dancing with the Stars on RTE1 in January 2025. Mickey Joe, how are you getting on, my friend?
Yeah, so good. So far, so good. We're just, you know, it's we're thick in rehearsals, and myself and Danny are actually in this morning here. We've separated into two studios just so not to confuse you too much, you know. So it's not that we're not speaking to one another, but we've been very different, you know, kind of things going on.
Yeah, I get you. And come here, how intense is the practice and training so far? Because no matter how fit you are. And you often see this when people start taking on white-collar boxing and all, and you see footballers struggling at that because it's, you know, it's different muscles and different parts of your body you're using. Mickey Joe, you first. How are you finding the rehearsals?
Very intensive, really. It's they're good fun. It's kind of like a completely different mindset, and it's opening up parts of my brain that I didn't know existed, if that makes sense. It's a totally different chain of thing from Danny. Will probably relate to this from maybe learning lines, like we'd be learning songs, you'd be learning lines for, you know, roles you'd be doing and whatnot. And so it's a completely different part of your brain. It's a different function that you're using that I've never had to tap into before. So, but it's great. The buzz is great. There's these endorphins running around my body that I never had before. So it's a bit it's a bit weird, but yeah, great crack, great challenge. And just, you know, it's highly challenging, and it's kind of sore in the body. Myself and Danny are stretching, and we're suffering a wee bit here and there, you know. But it's just keeping the energy levels up, and the stamina is the hard thing. I mean, cardio. Danny keeps himself very fit. I keep myself pretty fit as well. So, you know, but it's the cardio is okay. It's just the stamina and the body and the bones and the muscles that are, you know, yeah.
Danny, this has been on your radar for a while, hasn't it? But because you're so busy, and when you generally tour. It probably the stars haven't aligned until now. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, it worked out really well this year because we're touring Ireland, so we haven't toured Ireland in 15 years. So this is the first time we've done it in a long time. So it worked out that I could do the tour and commute and do the rehearsals for this. But the tour finishes this week, and now I'm just going to be concentrating completely on this now after Christmas. But as Mickey was saying, I knew it was going to be tough when you sign up. They give you a little rundown on how tough it's going to be, but this is beyond what I expected. It's full on. Like, the professional dancers are so precise in absolutely everything. Like, your toe movement is not working right, and you're going, what? Your frame. If I hear your frame one more bloody time, it's really, really hard. And then keeping your frame, do your steps, suck your stomach in, breathe, and now go. Slow down, speed up. You're like, oh my God.
You know what, Greg? That's just me telling him. Never mind, pro dancer. I mean, I'm at him all the time, but he's a good student, I have to say. He's very good.
All right, very good. And it's not just one dance, right? Because say this was a one-off event, right, you know, for charity or something, you might learn a rumba or whatever it might be. The longer, the deeper you go into this competition, and we hope you go all the way, you have to show an awful lot of variation too as well. So it's not just one thing you're learning.
No, the voting doesn't start till the third show. So we definitely have to learn three dances, which is tough. This dance we're doing at the moment, I'm just finding it so tough because I never danced before. I don't know if Mickey looks like he's danced before. I've never ever danced before. So trying to figure out these little steps. They even have names. I couldn't even tell you what they're called. But it was the first day I came in. I was like, I thought I've bitten off more than I can chew here. I can't even get the first step. But by the end of the day, you come out feeling a bit confident because you can do one step.
Yeah.
More to that. The dancers, you have so much respect for them. They've got the patience of a saint. They don't get annoyed at you, and they should be, because I haven't done my dance right once yet. There's not once I've done the routine I haven't messed up. So,
yeah.
But it's getting better and better. You're starting to get more and more confident. Just get one go at it on the night, and you're going to have to just try and have a good go.
I think yesterday was, Danny, you're probably understand relates to this. Yesterday, up until yesterday, should I say, we were in just one-on-ones with our dance pro, so it was fine. But yesterday, the started to practice the opening sequences, which is with all of the pro dancers and all of the contestants and everybody in the room. And it was just the distractions to try and remember. And they were teaching us new steps for this opening scene. And then all of the distractions of everyone else. It's the first time we were actually in a room with all of the distractions. So, and then on the night, there's going to be cameras and lights and all those kind of things. So I think that was a reality check yesterday.
But that's
me.
What I was going to say, Mickey Joe. I was going to ask you. Because
Mickey, you see yesterday during the whole group dance, it was the first time we all got to see each other dancing.
Yeah, so absolutely.
We're all watching each other going.
Oh. Well, I made a point yesterday, and I said, at least we're all at the same level. We're all terrible.
But, you know, both of you are well used to performing in front of live audiences, and things could go wrong and you can have to adapt and all that kind of stuff. As I say, you have played collectively in front of hundreds of thousands of people, but this is different. Like, how do you think you'll have issues with nerves on the first show, or can you draw on your live performance experience?
I can tell you now, I don't think you would be able to. This is completely out of my comfort zone. I'm like a duck out of water on this. I reckon the first night I'd be like a robot. I won't even remember. I'll be that much so nervous. I'd be crapping myself. I'll be honest, I will be absolutely crapping myself.
Good tight pair of trousers is what you want there, I think.
Good. I've been watching him. I've been sneaking and I'll watch when he's on his thing, and he's very good. He'll be fantastic. He really will. I know you will be, Danny. You'll be on the ball. But just in relation to that, you know, the live audience, like, people are saying to me, oh, well, you're music, so you know where music is and the counts and the bars and all those kind of things, but it's a totally different thing. It helps them maybe minuscule a way, you know, but when you have never danced before, it's like a completely different thing. So, but the live audience thing, I don't think will matter, because we're used to performing to our own kind of audiences.
Yeah, comfort zone. And as well as it too, lads. Sorry, go ahead, Danny.
I didn't say it to Mickey today. I was actually talking to Mickey's pro dancer this morning before Mickey came in. And my pro dancer said to me that you're the one that we'd have to watch out for.
The dark horse has already emerged.
Yeah. You give it everything. You don't leave it behind. You just go for it.
Right. We've already got Black Beauty now, the dark horse in the house. We know early betting. I'm going to Paddy Power or somewhere else. But lads, you're in a position as well too, right? Because sometimes I think when you enter these shows, you can sort of play off your inability a little bit. You know, I don't think where yous are sort of at in the public eye that yous can do that. Like, you're gonna have to get through based on really good dancing, if that makes sense. I think it's gonna be that's the expectation the audience will have. I'm not familiar with all the cast, but you know, there's always one or two that progresses because maybe, you know, there's an angle for them. But you guys, you're gonna have to do this on your dancing.
I think me and Mickey just don't want to be. No, there's always an agent in the show. We just don't want to be that person, and if we can just. We'll be very happy. We'll go home with a smile on our face.
I just spent 3.5 minutes trying to explain what I was trying to explain without using the word the Egypt on the show, and Danny's just straight in there, boy. That's exactly what I was saying.
Absolutely. I don't want to embarrass the family or the town or the county. As long as I can go back, you know, with the head kind of head somewhat high, I'll be okay.
And Danny, who are you representing? You're representing yourself, but what county are you representing?
I'm Donegal.
Good man, I knew that. That's it. Right, lads, this started off with there was no competition, and now the knives are out, so we can pretend, we can get rid of the pretense. So we're going to have a little quiz, right? I'm going to ask Danny some questions on Mickey Joe. Mickey Joe some questions on Danny's career, right? Mickey Joe, yours is a complex one, right? Because you've got the Eurovision, but you've got so much else besides. But I'm going to focus on the Eurovision, and I'll give each of you a point for getting a question about the other right, and half a point if you get your own question right. So I'm going to start with questions for you, if that's all right. Mickey Joe Hart on Mrs. Brown's Boys. It's only three questions, multiple choice. What was the name of the new character introduced in the last season? A, Buster, you can rule that one out. Agnes, Winnie or Dermot?
Oh, it must be Dermot, because I know Agnes and Winnie and Buster have been around for a good while.
That sounds like... Danny, you're shaking your head. Maybe it wasn't last season.
I think they've all been there from the start. No,
he got it right, so he's got a point. That's a point for him. I listen, ChatGPT's been helping me out here.
Hey, come here. Bloody trick questions already. Time in the morning. What he is like in Thailand?
Wait till you hear the Eurovision ones.
We don't have the brain capacity.
I need to get you back dancing. I'm trying to get through this. All right, what was the name of the episode where Agnes goes on a blind date, Mickey? Was it Agnes's Big Date, Lovers in the Hair, The Dating Game, or Grandad's New Flame?
Agnes's Big Date.
Okay, we've got a fanboy in the house here. What was the name of the episode where Buster tries to become a social media influencer? Was it A, Buster's Big Break, B, The Social Media Sensation, C, Likes and Shares, or D, Fame and Fortune?
Oh, the first one.
Oh, we've got... do you know the answer to that, Danny?
I have a clue.
Yeah, okay. Which one? Guess one.
The second one.
Yes, you got that right. That's half a point. That should make it easier. All right, on to the Eurovision. I'll fly through these. In which city, Danny, did the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest take place? Was it in Riga, Latvia? No. Istanbul, Tallinn, Estonia, or Helsinki, Finland?
Istanbul.
Yes. Wow. Okay, you guys are great here. Which Eurovision...
No.
Yes.
2003.
That's what I said. He got it right anyway.
No, it was Latvia, Riga.
Right, okay, Latvia, Riga. Sorry, you got that wrong. Are you joking?
I was there, I promise.
Right, which country finished second then in the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest? Don't answer, Mickey Joe. Belgium, Netherlands, Russia, United Kingdom? Danny?
Russia.
Mickey? It was Russia.
Russia.
Yeah, it was Russia. Okay, brilliant. Last question. Which country achieved 0 points in the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest? Ireland, United Kingdom, Germany, or France? Danny?
Oh, UK, it has to be.
No.
Is it not? Mickey Joe, don't tell me it wasn't the United Kingdom because
it was the United Kingdom.
Yes, exactly. Right, okay. Yes. Bim, bum, bum.
Who won, Greg? Who won?
Lads, Mickey Joe Hart won. Mickey Joe Hart has won, right? So, Danny, right, you're going to have to get your revenge on the show itself. Lads, thanks for being such great sports. I'm really looking forward to this show because I recognise Tui is on it and I know there's going to be a bit of a rivalry there and I'm really, really excited for this one. I think they've got a great cast together this time and big stars as well, which is great. Danny, best of luck. Do us proud. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Take care of yourself. Mickey Joe, thanks as always for being a good sport and enjoy the show.
My pleasure. Thanks, Greg.
Bye-bye. Take care of yourselves. Danny O'Carroll, Mickey Joe Hart. I actually really don't know who won that. But anyway, look, it's a bit of crack. Good on you, Bernice. You worked that well. Yeah, indeed, she did. I will sponsor the two boys for €50 each, but don't want to be named. Where do I pay the money to? Well, we'll sort that out here. Wow, that's... Isabel in the hospice will sponsor Greg €100 and Lee €100. So we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 between us. No, 1, 2, 3, 4. 400 between us so far. So we've got Michael McCafferty's 100. We've got €100 each from Isabel. So that's 3. We've got 50 quid. I'm not sure if it's each or for one. We'll just say for one, 50 quid for both of us. So we're at 350 then. Josie, I don't want to put you out. I'm going to take it that it's 50. Fair play. Right, okay. So that's all right. Out of nothing. 350 quid for Parkinson's Northwest. How exciting. All right, if you want to, and I'm not going to keep at this because it's kind of been thrust on me, but if you want to sponsor us and we'll get that money to Parkinson's Northwest, wow, that'll be brilliant. Lorna says, well done Judith McKinley and Bernice raising awareness about Parkinson's and also getting Lee and Greg roped into the New Year's Day swim in Marble Hill, Dunfanaghy, where the proceeds are going to the Donegal branch for Parkinson's. Great cause and best of luck on the day. Thanks, Lorna. Really appreciate that. Wow. Okay, what a day it's been so far. Everything's happening.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Okey-doke, right. The Business Matters podcast is released for you on a Wednesday and it will be live really shortly on our website. And to tell us what's coming up in it, is our very own Chris Ashmore. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Yeah. Right, a lot going on. Heads all over the place, but it's in. I'm in the zone now. I'm in the zone. Yes. Right, okay. We are going to run through a little bit of news now and an acquisition by Garton Technologies. This is a Donegal-based company?
Yes, you may have heard this on the news yesterday. Garton Technologies. Now, what they do is they specialise in what's called time management solutions for the emergency services. So computer-related software and things that... Now, very successful company, going since 2001. And they have been acquired by a Belfast company, Belfast-based called Total Mobile. Now, good news for Donegal and all involved in the company. The company is actually hiring at the moment. And Donegal will be the hub for essentially what's the sort of the fire department section of this company, Total Mobile. And it means it's going to continue to grow. So great to see that. And Malachy Eastwood, who's CEO of Garton Technologies, very upbeat about this and the further expansion. So exciting times there.
Brilliant stuff. Irish for Business?
Now, the local enterprise office has announced details of a course aimed at people who want to develop their own Irish language skills and also to see, you know, how you can apply Irish to your particular brand and business. Now, this course is going to start in January, so plenty of advance notice. It'll run, I think it's for 6 weeks from January to March. It's on a Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, so before you start your day job at 9 for a lot of people, at the local enterprise office in Letterkenny. And there's going to be people there who'll help you look at whatever is relevant to your business sector, be it conversational Irish. You can talk about your business, the services that you provide. And based upon research, you can learn about, they'll show you how the advantages that you can apply to your business. And it's nice to get that cupola focal going in the door.
For sure. Yeah. And just yesterday we had students up from Loretto, Letterkenny, transition year students, wonderfully talented young women, and they sang for us as well. But they're working on an initiative to try and get people to use a cupola focal, you know. Mm. And if that's what young people are doing, they're the future, right? They're the ones that are coming through that might warm to the presence of Irish in a business or used in a business. And it's always good to talk about stuff that's a benefit to your business. And that, I think that we're getting that way sort of with the alternative energy and green energy stuff, in that it's not, shouldn't be a hardship. It's about what it can do for you and how it works for you. Right. Donegal Dublin Business Network Awards, a big network there too.
Yeah, big network. And many of our listeners may well know Donna Kelly, who's the CEO of the Circuit Group in Ireland and the UK. He was named as their inaugural business person of the year for 2024, and a big gala ball there for him, involved in a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes into bringing broadband and fibre into premises all through the UK and Ireland. Hugely successful company, and Donna Kelly, well-known on the rallying front, has had a very successful career on that front, loves his rallying, and a very popular winner indeed.
Two guests on the show this week. And first, and we referenced this, I believe, last week, Donegal's first woman club professional golfer.
Yes, and this is an interesting story. Gemma McClenaghan, or Hegarty, as she may have, some people would have known her before she got married, attached to Green
Castle. Well, everyone knew her as that before she got married, Chris.
Greencastle
was her
Golf
maiden name.
Yes, indeed. Greencastle Golf Club. Now, she went to the St Andrews University in Scotland, well known, of course, for golf.
Wow,
had a great golf career representing Ireland, Ulster, involved in numerous teams. Very, very passionate about her golf. Got married, settled down, worked in a couple of businesses. She was self-employed at one stage. And then she decided to go on a PGA, that's the Professional Golfers Association, a course at the University of Birmingham, a 3-year course online, and quite a little bit of an investment on her part to take part in that. and it was all towards gearing her to become a professional golfer, back with her Greencastle club now, where she's the club pro. She's actually just opened a shop as well. Lots happening, really positive about the whole golfing scene. And of course, Greg, as we know in this part of the world, you know, golf is big business. It brings in a lot of money to areas. The more people you have playing golf, the more are employed in your local golf club. There's a spin-off with bars, restaurants, hotels, catering. So Gemma has certainly developed things and has big plans as well. And during the summer, fortunate, and as we'll hear in this clip, the club got a big boost because one of the most popular people on YouTube for promoting golf courses came over and had a little video which has gone viral on YouTube.
But I was very, very lucky during the summer to get a really important phone call from My Golf Travel, who wanted to see if I would like to show Rick Shields, who is the main golf YouTuber in the world, to, you know, to, if I wanted to meet him and greet him at Greencastle. So I got the phone call on the Friday, and they said that he would like to come and play on the Thursday. And we just had an amazing day, but he absolutely loved it. And have a wee inclination that he might come back. He made a couple of wee comments that he would love to come back. So now we were very unfortunate with the actual day that we got. But we've close to 300,000 likes or 300,000 views on YouTube of the video that he made. So it's
remarkable.
Huge for us.
Yeah, it is huge. And just like through her own personal life and career, never want to stand still in the same, I suppose, for Greencastle GC.
Absolutely. And by having this shop opening now, good time of year to open a shop. She's a lot of plans for the future. And, you know, she's been involved in this initiative through Golf Ireland to get more women to play golf. She wants more youngsters involved, and it ticks so many boxes. There's a great social side to it as well. And I think we have another clip here, and she tells us about what she's hoping for in 2025.
Just to continue to offer the range of programmes that I have for, you know, I'd love to get more juniors into the game, more ladies into the game. The captain had actually mentioned doing like a get into golf for men, so that would be a really good thing to try as well. I'd like to bring the fitness for golf thing forward. My dream would be to open up a golf simulator studio indoors, so I'll continue to work on in the background about for that. But just to continue to work on behalf of the club and welcome and greet people that are coming, and to try and market the club. Well, you know, with all the tour operators, visitors, or anyone that wishes to come through the doors of Greencastle. And I think there is a very warm welcome extended to all.
Yeah, and it's that kind of a warm welcome and that kind of an attitude that will bring people into the game. Because, you know, there is still sometimes, I think, a little bit of a stigma that a club is a club and it's a closed club and it's hard to get into and all. But Gemma quite clearly there wanted to be as inclusive as possible between young people, get more women playing. She seems the right lady for the right job there.
Absolutely. And, you know, golf, she's made a career out of it. This is her job. And she's even touched on during the interview about they had people off, one of the cruise liners came and played a round of golf there as well. And, you know, there's so much potential out there, and a great person for Greencastle to have. And of course, she's still playing herself, and we'll hear more about her, no doubt, in the year ahead.
Yeah, indeed. And more about the club too, because that's
absolutely
what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's a bumper show. You have another guest on with you from ISME.
Yeah, now Neil McDonnell is the chief executive of ISME, the Irish Small and Medium Enterprisers Association, which has members here in Donegal throughout the country. Basically, they've put together a list of things that they're concerned about, which they're bringing to the political parties ahead of the formation of the new government. And they want legal reform, and they also want, well, as the population grows, we all know there's going to be more, a greater need for more state services, but just greater efficiencies there. And significantly, they want a stronger alignment between the government departments, namely the Department of Enterprise and Department of Finance, to support homegrown businesses. There's been a huge emphasis on foreign direct investment, which has been very successful. But, you know, there's a little bit of nervousness long term about the corporation tax, the receipts there, possible trade tariffs with Trump. And a lot of our small businesses have been very successful, and they really feel, you know, if we can direct more resources into them, not putting as many eggs into the bigger baskets, there can be benefits there. So he's some interesting things to say.
But you have to create a work environment where they're sustainable and are fostered. Okay, that's interesting. Neil McDonnell is Chief Executive at ISME. He's one of Chris's guests. We also heard there from Gemma McLenahan, a full interview with her as well. It's all on the Business Matters podcast, which will be live shortly on the website in the usual places that you find it. It'll join an extensive back catalogue of hundreds of episodes at this stage. Great for the general listening public, but also people in business, because there's a lot of, I think, within it, you get a lot of tips on how people become successful and what drives them and the mistakes they've made and what works for them too, which I know a lot of people draw inspiration in the business world from that as well. And Chris, it's coming up on Sunday as well.
That's right, Greg. Normal time, just after the 6 o'clock news on Sunday.
Now, I'll not be here because I'll be tucking into a turkey, or at least starting to burn it at this point, this day next Wednesday. So there's no Business Matters next week, surely, is there?
Well, there will be one on the Sunday, but you and me will not be giving the little preview.
I'm going to go around the house and have a glass of wine. Maybe we'll talk about it, but we're not broadcasting it.
Well, we could probably ring you and do something live.
Although I'll probably
live,
be in training for my big swim on New Year's Day.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, forgot about that.
For the Donegal branch for Parkinson's. So
good stuff. Great.
We're already banging in the hundreds. 350 we've got so far. Anyone wants to donate? Drop it up to us here at Highland Radio. I'll make sure it goes into Bernice's hand and goes towards that great charity. Go ahead, yes,
Chris. And just to thank everybody who's taken part on the programme during the past year, to wish them all a happy Christmas.
Yeah, if you gathered them up.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Fill a cinema. Yeah. There's a lot of people. And fair play to you, Chris, for all the work during the year. I'll speak to you sort of off-air, of course, but in a formal on-air way, happy Christmas to you, Chris, and all of
and
the family.
You.
And look forward to chatting again throughout 25. Chris Ashmore there.
Watch the show live now on YouTube, Facebook, and at HighlandRadio.com. The 9 till noon show is brought to you by Letterkenny Credit Union, with monster loans available up to €60,000 for all occasions. Visit letterkennycu.ie.
Keep the magic topped up with Lidl, with up to an incredible 25% off a vast selection of wines. So whoever pops round, you've something to pop open. And treat guests to our decadent deluxe smoked salmon range, 2 packs for €7. Wishing you a magical Christmas with Lidl. Get the facts, be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie.
Win one of 5 golden nugget prizes with your Homeland Rewards card. Simply scan your Homeland Rewards card when purchasing Homefire Supertherm Smokeless Fuel in your local Homeland store or online at homeland.ie. With over €5,000 in prizes and one winner chosen monthly, with 2 in December. For full terms and conditions, see homeland.ie.
Spoil someone with a beautiful fragrance this Christmas from McGee's Chemist Letterkenny. Choose by designer, budget or celebrity. Top names like Clarins, Burberry, Gucci and Dolce & Gabbana. Also great prices on Calvin Klein, Flower Bomb and so many more. The best fragrant gift sets available this year can also be found in McGee's Chemist Main Street Letterkenny and online at McGee's.ie. McGee's, where the best costs less.
Bridgend Bureau de Change is now open at Rafferty Circle K Station, Bridgend. For all your euros, sterling and dollars, contact Bridgend Bureau de Change at Circle K, Bridgend. Planning cross-border shopping this Christmas? Call into Circle K, Bridgend Bureau de Change for all your currency needs. Authorised and regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Ormacullagh Jewellers in Letterkenny are synonymous with fine jewellery, quality watches and giftware. With stores at Main Street, Letterkenny and the Letterkenny Shopping Centre or online at ormacullagh.com. You can choose from their quality product range in a relaxed atmosphere. And their sales staff will be happy to help you make the right choice, whatever the occasion. Ormacullagh Jewellers, making moments magical for generations.
This Christmas, surprise your loved ones with fashion from Evolve Clothing Letterkenny Retail Park. Shop brands like Tommy Hilfiger, Adidas, Carhartt, Levi's and Farah. Open 7 days. The Evolve gift card. Your perfect Christmas present.
Right, okay. A little bit overwhelmed, to be honest with you, because Paul McBurty Plumbing is giving us €100 towards our new New Year's Day swim. So I think we're at 450. It was just a casual thing, didn't know anything about it. And now we're at 450, which is unbelievable, isn't it? And that's going to the Donegal branch of Parkinson's, the association there. Thanks, Paul. Well done to you. Really do appreciate it. Isabel, an anonymous donor amongst those that have brought us up to that total. Really, really nice. Quite moving, actually, in fact. Hi, Greg. I wish you would give a wee mention to the last Golden Grill reunion disco. It's taking place in the Station House Hotel. It's on the 28th of December. Tickets, I'm told, are selling fast, but you can purchase them at the hotel reception or heel-to-toe shoe repair shop. Main Street, Letterkenny, a night not to be missed, I'm told. At Bank of Ireland in Ballybuffet, a man at the crossing tried to walk across the road. I stopped, but everyone on the other side driving away at 50 kilometres and would not stop. I know, but I mean, there's good signage there now. Drivers just really need to be careful. I want to say a massive thank you to a member of staff from Cosgroves in the Mountaintop. They phoned John from Illustrin Tyres to come fix a flat tyre for me. Thank you for all your help and wishing you a very happy Christmas from Nora. Nora, they get a Highland high five. Well done. Happy to pass that on. Well done, people. Let me see. Thank you so much, Greg. So looking forward to the repeat of Dinny's tribute. May you rest in peace. Indeed. And we have a piece of music there from Dinny. It'd be nice to hear the man himself, wouldn't it? I might play out with that if that's okay with Caroline. Do we have the times? We might play it later in the day then. So we had a wonderful first hour tribute to Mr. McLaughlin, who very sadly has passed away. Right, okay, we're getting down to the business end of our mega car draw now. On Tuesday, we're giving away a car worth over €30,000. And today we have another €1,000 to give away on John's show around the Northwest. And I think Oisin Kelly's been roped in to tackle the Trombola. By the way, tickets are still available. There are still four great prices up for grabs. We've got €1,000 today, €1,000 tomorrow, and €1,000 on Friday, and then the car itself on Tuesday. And the bottom line is, and this is a fact, the winning ticket for that car may not yet be in that Trombola. It could be the ticket that you buy today. So if you want to be in all four draws, get your tickets very, very soon, if you don't mind, because John Bresson's going to be doing that draw at 12:45. So what time is the cutoff for tickets? Caroline, what time's the cutoff for buying a ticket? What time is the cutoff? We don't know. 12, half 12, I don't know. Quarter past 12. 12, okay. So you've probably about 20 minutes to get a ticket for all four draws to make sure it's in the Trombola. If you want, go on our website, click Win a Car and buy your tickets there. Or you can give us a call here at the radio station, 07491 25000. We'll take your details and make sure your ticket is in that Trombola. And as I say, there's every chance it could be pulled out today. When I say every chance, there's an equal chance. All right, the draw is at 2:15 p.m. Right, it's been moved. Okay, we may take that piece of paper and throw it in the bin then, so, because I've been misled. It is at later on John's show, so we'll keep the lines open for a wee while yet. But anyway, go on the website or give us a call on 07491 25000, and we'll get you your ticket to be in all four draws. It's €15 a ticket, so please only buy your tickets if you can afford to and have a bit of fun with it. We don't want anyone stretching themselves financially, but many of you out there can have a bit of fun with it. Or you can get 5 for 50 if you want to group up with family members, or just buy them yourself and keep them to yourself, or spread the love. It's up to you. We're giving away a car next Tuesday. I know that for a fact. And of course, 1,000 today, 1,000 Thursday, and 1,000 on Friday. 07491 25000. And I guarantee you, your ticket and your name will be in the Trombola. Thank you so much, by the way, for all your kind words. We had a wonderful visit today, and we discovered some amazing talent too at Buncrana Community Hospital in McGinn Avenue in Buncrana. It was great to chat to those living there and the staff, and it was great fun, and it was great to have Sinead, and Sinead in cracking form as well, singing a couple of wonderful songs as well. And unfortunately, we just have one more of those to go. It's tomorrow, but it's in a brilliant place as well. It's the Archery Lodge Nursing Home, Drummoney, Letterkenny. And we are going to be on air from 10:15 from there as well. So we're very much looking forward to that. So we had a great time at Nazareth House in Fawn. Then we went to Buncrana Community Hospital. And tomorrow it's rounding up our trips around these residential settings and saying hello to our listeners there. We're at the Archview Lodge Nursing Home. The whole team will be down there for that. Just one slight correction. Everything I said was spot on, except I've lost the runner myself. We're going to give away the car on Monday, not Tuesday. So we've shows next Monday and next Tuesday, of course, and they're going to be fun and full of joy. I hope you'll tune in and enjoy them as well. And on Monday, we are giving away that car on this show, I believe. But we've got a grand giveaway after two today with John, a grand tomorrow, a grand Friday. I presume it's Jive Time Thursday and Ivan on Friday. And then the big car next Monday. And it brings to the end a fantastic competition. But there are still four great chances for you to enter, as I mentioned. Give us a call here, 07491 25000. We'll get your tickets in the draw drum for the last four draws. Or check out the website, highlandradio.com. And I just want to give a quick mention too, if you don't mind, for those of you who love your country music, and you'd love to go on a Highland trip. And we went to Salou earlier this year, but overseas travel's not for everyone. So you'd love that experience and the same buzz, but you'd like it to be closer to home. Well, we've got you covered. And it's not a million miles away as well, so it would make a great Christmas present. It is our Cavan Country Getaway. It runs from the 3rd to the 6th of February. You heard Sinead Black earlier on. She'll be on the show. Jerry Guthrie will be there, Matt Levy, Olivia Douglas, Jack Keogh, David James, our own David James is there, of course, Michael English and Robert Mazzell. It's going to be a stunning show in the stunning surrounds of the Sleeve Russell Hotel. We've got you covered with luxury transfers, dinner each evening, bed and breakfast, all your musical entertainment, and it's £489 per person sharing. So if you fancy having something to look forward to in February, we have got you covered. Give us a call here or go on our website. We'll give you more details in relation to that. Maybe you want to figure out how you pay and all that kind of stuff. People always cry about seeing stuff early in the shops, but I think more and more we're trying to get more organised for Christmas, you know. And I do note in the papers today that the Christmas spirit hit Ireland early this year as sales of festive treats such as mince pies and chocs boomed in November. Now, I would be of the school of thought that I don't believe mince pies are an actual treat. I think they're horrendous. But anyway, and do we have Christmas cake anymore? My childhood memories was of mom cooking a cake ages in advance of Christmas. I never really liked that either. But I just don't hear of Christmas cake much. I wonder, are we still having Christmas cake on Christmas Day? But anyway, some 15% of households bought mince pies and over 36% bagged festive chocolates last month, market research has found. And this is despite the price of mince pies going up over 10% on last year. Shoppers also spent 4.4 million more on crackers and biscuits in November than in October. 4.5 million more on crackers and biscuits. This according to the study of 5,000 households. Kantar's business development director, Emer Healy, commented, there are clear signs our shoppers are stocking up early, especially when it comes to festive favourites. Interesting, the supermarket share here in Ireland. Dunnes 24.9%, Tesco 23.9%, Supervalue 19.9%, Lidl 13%, Aldi 11.2%, others including Centra, Landis, etc., 7.5%. So that's where you're shopping. I have a question I'm hoping you could help me with, please. My family and I were in Letterkenny last Friday evening. We came off the Penny's roundabout heading up towards the main street, which is a one-way system, when a young woman on an electric scooter came flying down the road towards us on the main road. It was also around 5:30 p.m, so it was getting dark. My question is, who do I report this to in Letterkenny? It was very frightening. That comes in from a listener. Well, if you wanted to elevate it to such, it is a Garda matter. What can be done after the fact? Probably nothing. Maybe getting in contact with us and getting us to read that out. Maybe that will have some sort of a positive impact in changing people's behaviours. I'm not really quite sure. But a shocking experience. And that's why anything on the road is safe if it's used correctly. But if it's not, it creates problems there. Greg Dinney, rest in peace, used to go to all the schools teaching Irish dancing. The Fiddling Tin Whistle. Indeed, and we heard from our guests before 10 there that he was a bit of an innovator in that regard. And we are actually, we've made time, we've moved a few things around. We are actually going to finish with a piece of music from Dinny McLaughlin himself. We had three fantastic guests in between 9 and 10 playing his music, but why not play out with a bit of music himself from himself? Because it's very, very clear that he had such a positive impact on so many people. Life-changing impact, which I thought was very touching when I was listening to our guests talking of, you know, going in to do a bit of dancing, remembering the songs. Dinny said, you know, you seem to have an ear for music. Come to my musical classes, and then creating an amazing talent in an individual that they've been able to use and travel around the world with. I think it's fantastic. Right, okay, that is where we're going to leave it for today. Come back tomorrow for more festive fun. We'll also cover all the big issues of the day as needs must. And we're also coming live, as I mentioned, from Archview Lodge Nursing Home, Drummoney, Letterkenny. Who's going to be there? Only Sinead, Joe and the team. Again, as well, I want to just give a final brief thanks to those of you. We're heading towards €500 for Parkinson's, the Parkinson's Association, which is remarkable. Me and Lou Gooch, and I'm already having people. Ashleen's sister, Roisin's, committed to going on that swim on New Year's Day. I'm roping people in left, right and centre, though at her age, the shock of the cold water, you don't know what impact it might have. But anyway, I presume there'll be emergency services on scene. Right, that's where I'm going to leave it. We're going to play out with the late and the great Dinny McLaughlin. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Stay safe and stay tuned, because John Bresson's coming up around the Northwest next.
Letterkenny Credit Union, offering low-rate car loans with fast approval. Apply online at letterkennycu.ie or in office today.